A Guelph man faces impaired and dangerous driving charges following a collision in the downtown core Thursday night. Police received several calls after a vehicle was rear-ended at Wyndham Street North and McDonnell Street just after 11:30 p.m. Officers arrived and saw the suspect vehicle driving on the wrong side of Wyndham Street and run a red light to turn onto Quebec Street. The vehicle was eventually stopped on Chapel Lane, but as officers tried to remove the driver, his vehicle rolled forward and collided with a police cruiser. Officers detected a strong odor of alcoholic beverage on the driver's breath, and he was showing signs of impairment. The driver was arrested and taken to the police station, where testing revealed he had more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system. A 39-year-old Guelph man is charged with impaired operation, dangerous operation, failing to stop at a collision and driving a vehicle with open alcohol. In a second incident, a Markham man faces an impaired driving charge following a disturbance downtown early Friday. Approximately 3:30 a.m., police were notified of a man who exited his vehicle at Wyndham Street North and McDonnell Street while brandishing what appeared to be a weapon. Police observed the vehicle nearby and followed the vehicle before conducting a traffic stop on Paisley Street. No weapon was located, but while speaking to the man, officers detected a strong odor of alcoholic beverage on his breath. After registering a fail on a roadside screening device, the man was arrested and taken to the police station, where further testing confirmed he had more than the legal amount of alcohol in his system. A 28-year-old Markham man is charged with impaired operation,